Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very much. You know, when I went out to call on her, well, actually, I had known her a long time. She and her husband had been in my All Texas All Garden Show back when we did that for 20 years. And I knew Mary very, very well, and I always was impressed with that voice. And I always thought, if I ever get a point where I need an announcer other than the studio person, she's my go-to person, and boy, she's just great. Thank you, Mary Traveland. We're going to be doing a book sale at her store in about a week and a half. So thank you very much. Book sales coming up for the next 2 weeks. We have 14 and 16 days, one per day with the exception of this coming Friday and I believe Tuesday after this, 9 days from now. So anyway, lots of book sales, and you can see the whole list of them at neilsperry.com, and I'll go through the ones that will carry you until next Sunday in a moment. But first, we have horticulture manager of the beautiful Dallas Arboretum, Tucker Reed. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us. Thanks for that ID last night. Also got it, and I appreciate that very much. And you're going to talk about a plant that everybody wants to grow, a lot of people struggle with, I struggle with, and I'm going to be listening like everybody else. Tell us about gardenias.
Well, yeah, gardenias, yeah, most people know them. They love the fragrance. They buy them as these little Mother's Day gifts and take them home to mom, and they grow them in a pot, and then ultimately they kill them when they're a houseplant because they're really not a houseplant. Mm. You can grow them in a container, but it needs to be a big container. It needs to be outside. This is a part shade, part sun plant. Don't put it in full shade. Don't put it in full sun. You won't get effects that you really want to get. It's evergreen, which everybody loves. But this is a plant that should be used as a specimen planting, or just a small group of it. Use the fragrance that this plant gives you when it's flowering to your advantage. Put it next to your front door if that's where you have a part shade, part sun condition. Put it next to your back patio if you have that condition there. Put it in a container and move it around your garden when it's blooming so that you can best optimize its use. This is not. Don't build your garden upon this. We've always had problems with this whole group of shrubs that in the worst of the winters, we're going to lose them. That doesn't mean we shouldn't use them. It just needs we need to use them specifically and correctly.
Every plant that we grow, Tucker, has a life expectancy. Even a live oak has a 400-year life expectancy.
Right.
So we're all going to lose all of these things eventually. Gardenias have a shorter life expectancy than some other plants.
Right.
And, you know, I'm in a fairly cold part of the Metroplex, if there is such a thing, and usually 8 or 9 degrees colder than you are at the Arboretum, for example. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, I just have put them on my don't try them again list. But when you get into a city, even McKinney or Plano, you're going to have a much better chance. Now, when you say part sun, part shade, you would ideally have morning sun, shade from the hottest of afternoon sun. Is that a fair comment?
Generally, yes. I you know, if it's the only sun you have, you know, could it take 2 hours of full sun in the western part of the rest of the day of shade? Probably so. You probably need to watch the water a little bit closer and make sure it doesn't ever dry out.
All right, and then the other precaution I wanted to add on to it is if you have them in pots, you lose about 2 hardiness zones when you have a plant up above ground, and that really would be a factor with gardenia. So if you grow in a container on your patio, then it needs to become a house plant overnight for a few really cold nights in the winter, several nights probably. So just a thought. But anyway, all right, what varieties do you like? Or as you say in polite horticulture, cultivars.
Yeah, the two cultivars that I'm kind of most fond of right now. One is called Frost Proof. It's probably the hardiest. It's got a really narrow leaf. It's a smaller form, not probably ever over 3.5 foot tall, probably equally as wide. The other one is Jubilation. I like it enough that I put it in my parents' front yard. It's a rebloomer, so it'll bloom right now, and then in the later half of the summer, it'll give us a secondary bloom. And so that's kind of fun that, you know, it's the only one that I know of that consistently gives you that late summer bloom as well.
All right. That's great. Frost Proof and Jubilation, folks. That's what you need to remember. And where do we find them at the Arboretum?
You'll find them in the Palmer Ferndale as well as the Women's Garden.
Super. Thank you for the spell outs on my sheet, too, by the way.
No problem.
All right. Education. Tell us about that. Tell us about Cool Thursdays.
Education, there's plenty of classes still going through the, I think they go into June. Check the website for all of them. There's plant classes for shade or container gardening, as well as Eric Plants, as well as Stephen Chambly's succulent window or picture frame class that he has at the end of June.
Don't hurt yourself trying to come up with what he's going to talk about, because he's very unpredictable anyway. Just a wonderful. That's why we laugh.
The Cool Thursday concerts still go through July 3rd. It's a great way to go out to the evening, in the evening to the Arboretum, catch a concert, have a little picnic with the family. It's just a really fun time, and you don't get to see the garden all the time in the evening, so it takes on a whole new light when the light is low.
It surely does. And folks, Tucker has written into his notes for us, consider becoming a member, because there are all kinds of discounts that you get that way, and member services, special events, all kinds of things if you are a member of the Dallas Arboretum. In fact, get a family membership and you can take your family time after time after time for the one cost. And as you go in, Tucker, I think you can come the first time, pay your regular admission, and then if you want to convert that to family, can't you do that before you leave that day?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then also, folks, consider volunteering at the Dallas Arboretum. Their volunteer office is also on the website, and that really is cool. You do not have to understand horticulture. If you're an accountant, if you are a public relations person who likes to talk to people, there are all kinds of jobs. So lots of things to do at the Dallas Arboretum. What's the main phone number? Give the main phone number, if you would.
The main phone number is 214-515-6500.
All right. And then if we want to call for 24-hour information, is that your information number, or is that the main number that's answered?
All right. It's both of them, actually. It's during the day, it's our main number, and then on off hours, it's the 24-hour.
You know what, Tucker? I never knew that. I'm glad you told us that. I never knew that, because I just use your cell phone or some other way to get a hold of me. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, folks, and then he's about to tell you how to find the Dallas Arboretum.
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road, and you'll see us up on the left. If you're going from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. It's DallasArboretum.org. This is Tucker Reed, and I've known Tucker for several years now. And, folks, I am very proud to tell you, when I run into people who are really, really gifted in horticulture and whose knowledge is just spectacular, in many cases a lot better than mine, and Tucker is one of those guys. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday.
Bye-bye.
He's blushing right now. I had the same chance to do that to Greg Grant, my buddy from the Nacogdoches area, two nights ago when I addressed the Arkansas Master Gardeners. Greg was going to speak also, and I did the same thing with Greg, because these are just really great plant people. Let me tell you right now about Baylor, Plano, Baylor, McKinney, because they are the sponsors of the report you've just heard, and they are the place where my daughter's life was saved. And that was in April of 2005. We've told that story many times. If you saw the Facebook post last week that I posted of our daughter being hugged by a McKinney police officer on my Facebook page, you know our story more than you ever did before. And Baylor Plano was given a great deal of that credit. That police officer also was, because he came to her bedside when she was comatose. I want you to look at that, if you will, at Neil Sperry. You'll have to scroll back to last Sunday evening. That particular Facebook post has had 2.7 million page views in that time. It's a really telling story of what Baylor Plano and that police officer have meant to our family. Now, let me tell you that Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney do a lot more than just that. In fact, we are so beholden to Baylor Plano that when Baylor McKinney was formed, they asked us if one of us would be willing to serve on the board at Baylor McKinney, and my wife said, I want to do that. I want to help. So here's the real message. Do you miss playing catch? I kind of get wrapped up in family things, don't I? If shoulder, wrist, or other pains are keeping you on the bench, don't worry. The orthopedic sports medicine service teams at Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney are ready to get you back in the game. Every day, they help athletes and weekend warriors overcome injuries and reach their goals. And Baylor's multidisciplinary team approach, from thorough assessment to advanced bone imaging to a full spectrum of treatment options, it's all designed to help you heal quickly. Call them first. You'll be back on the field in no time. For a referral to an orthopedic surgeon on the medical staff at either Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, or visit BaylorHealth.com, BaylorHealth.com, Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney, parts of a great Baylor healthcare system.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
All right. Thank you very, very much. That's the voice, the great guy. Let's go to Dave in Duncanville. Dave, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem, recurring problem, with St. Augustine. And I got on your website, and my grass looks identical to what's called gray spot.
Gray leaf spot, okay. So you see the diamond-shaped lesions on the blades?
Yes, they're circular on the new growth, and then if you pull down in underneath, you see yellowing and, dead leaves and that kind of thing. But the photos I took look identical to what's on your website. So my question is, this is in its early stages. What course of treatment would you recommend?
Well, and that's a very easy thing to remedy. A good turf fungicide will work at stopping the current outbreak. On the long term, the best thing you can do is not fertilize in the hot weather. This is fairly early for it to show up in St. Augustine. It normally doesn't show up until mid to late June. We've had a somewhat milder temperature run so far than we have usually. Usually we've hit mid-90s once or twice. So it is a little, I'm a little surprised to see it this early. But gray leaf spot causes those gray-brown lesions that are about BB size, and they are usually diamond-shaped. They're not necessarily round. They're erratically shaped, but somewhat diamond-shaped. And they'll be in the fold of the midrib, and they'll be on the runners as well. It causes the grass to have a yellowing overall, not down in the grass, but looking from the side 20 feet away. It has yellow washes through the lawn where the outer blades, the upper blades, are yellowed. And your temptation is to put nitrogen on it to correct the yellowing. That's what I did for a couple of years. And then my very good friend, Dr. James McAfee, the turf specialist, that I have known since we were in Little League ball together, Jim said, Neil, you got to cut back on nitrogen in the summer. There's your answer, Dave, is don't apply nitrogen after the first, well, I normally tell people the middle of June. Middle of June till early September, no nitrogen on St. Augustine. You need to give it enough in the spring to get it through the summer. We tend to overfeed our lawns, and that will help with gray leaf spot. It is a real problem in North Texas, more than in some other parts of the state.
Which of the fungicides?
Well, it's hard to know what you're going to be able to find when you go into a garden center. I would go to an independent retail garden center because they have a much wider selection of fungicides. Daconil is what I have used, and it has varying clearances for use on turf grass. I don't know what you're going to find right now, but the whatever a nurseryman will have for you, they have access to a few brands that are not going to be in the national stores. They're Texas-based brands, and I think you'll be able to find a good turf fungicide without any problem.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You bet. I appreciate the call. All right, we will be going to Don in Lancaster in just a moment. We have a couple of open lines. I haven't given the number in about an hour. Lee Riza is screening calls for me and running the boards, and that number to call me with a plant question is 800-288-WBAP. That translates to 800-288-9227. Call right now. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my brand new book. It's been out about 6 weeks now, and we have been doing a whirlwind of book sales and signings. This book is not in stores. It is not available in stores. Unless I'm sitting in that store with the books beside me, it's not available in stores, not on Amazon. I decided I would self-publish this as I have my calendar for many, many years. I no longer do the calendar, but I've just decided I'm not going to try to get it all across the state of Texas in every store in Texas because I just have not had good experiences with publishers and royalty statements, honestly. So we do it that way. It's a little more cumbersome for you, but if you call my magazine office and order it, we will ship it right away. Orders are collected and shipped early each week, and so you'll have it very quickly, and I promise you, you will be satisfied with it, more than satisfied. I've had such nice remarks on it. I will refund every penny that you spend on, including the postage, if you're not happy with the book. Now, it is $28.95. The regular price is $32.95. It's $28.95. It supersedes anything I've ever written. In fact, it encompasses the best of everything I've ever written. It is not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That book is 23 years old. This one is 5 or 6 weeks old. This one is the one you want, and I hope you'll get it. $28.95 is the price, plus sales tax, plus $7 postage. There is a much better deal even than that, and that is if you'd like to get Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, New or Renewal, our 29-year-old publication that has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. You can get that at almost half price at just $14 instead of $23.95. You can get it if you buy it at the same time as you're buying the book, the two together. You get the magazine for just $14 more. Oh, that's a deal. $42.95 is that price. Should be $56.90, but it's $42.95. Satisfaction guarantee. That's good for new and renewing subscribers. You can order online at neilsperry.com, or you can call my magazine office until 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, with chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, and fruit and vegetables, and the basics of gardening, and a 48-page chapter on things to do month by month, 4 pages per month. Oh, you'll like it. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11. A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
This coming Saturday, and it will be from 2:30 until 4, I will be doing a book sale and signing at Whiz Q Stone in Fort Worth, and I'm going to tell you about Whiz Q Stone right now. I hope you'll come out next Saturday, just 6 days from now. That will be on June 7th from 2:30 until 4 at Whiz Q Stone. Since 1983, the experts at Whiz Q Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. This is a 22-acre stone yard. It is a fabulous place to visit. Everybody needs stone in his or her landscape, and these people have the finest in stone anywhere. Landscape contractors come from all over North Texas to choose stone, special stone, from Whiz Q Stone. 22 acres is a lot of stone. As I always say, these are my heaviest advertisers. So I hope you'll get by Whiz Q Stone. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. Next Saturday on June 7, in addition to my being there 2:30 to 4, at 10 o'clock in the morning, they'll have a free how-to class, how to build a segmental retaining wall. And then on Saturday, June 14 at 10, how to build a flagstone patio. And they're free. They're in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at Whiz Q Stone. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, Southeast Fort Worth. Whiz-Q.com is the website, Whiz-Q.com, or you can call them at 817-429-0822. Mike and Derek Whiznand, father and son team, Whiz Q Stone, and again, 4501 East Loop 820 South, Whiz-Q.com. It's Whiz Q Stone.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control, from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.
This week at Callaway's Nursery, it's a celebration of beautiful hibiscus. Add a touch of paradise to your porch, patio, or landscape with tropical trade winds hibiscus in bright pink, red, orange, and more stunning colors. Folks, I've been doing a lot of my book signings at Callaway's. In fact, I have one this afternoon in South Lake, 2 until 4, and I have seen these hibiscus, and they are gorgeous. Tradewinds hibiscus, perfect for sunny spots as they thrive in the sun and the heat. Their dark green, glossy foliage provides the perfect background for all of those large, brightly colored blooms that you're going to love all season long. Right now at Callaway's Nursery, choose from a huge selection of Tradewinds hibiscus in 6-inch pots on sale for just $12.98. These are beautiful tropical hibiscus. They're gorgeous. Even more color to your garden from mounds of summer-loving, colorful Cora vinca. Cora is the one that is resistant to the soil-borne diseases, stands up to the heat, blooms heavily all summer, just $1.24. Callaway's carries only the very best in flowers, trees, and shrubs. Tradewinds hibiscus, you can plant with confidence. Everything at Callaway's Nursery, backed with a 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Remember, the Tradewind hibiscus, just $12.98 for 6-inch pots. Folks, there are 17 Callaway's across the Metroplex. You know where they are, but if you need to look up a store locator, it's Callaway's.com. Callaway's, Callaway's.com. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. All right, here are the store appearances I have this coming week until next Saturday, and then next Sunday I'll be back to tell you about the ones for the following week. 2 weeks of really putting a push on before Father's Day. Today, my wife and I will be at 291 East South Lake Boulevard in South Lake, Callaway's Nursery, 2 until 4. I can't tell you how grateful I am to the wonderful people at Callaway's and all the other people who are hosting us, but Callaway's has just helped us fill the whole Metroplex. I think we're going to be in probably 13 or 14 of their stores before this is all over. So that's today, Callaway's South Lake store, 2 until 4 at 291 East South Lake Boulevard. Tomorrow, from 4 until 6, Callaway's Little Elm, 1801 Farm to Market 423. That's tomorrow, Monday, at Little Elm, 4 until 6. June 3, I'll be at the Richardson Civic Center. The Richardson Public Library is sponsoring a talk that I am giving from 10:30 until about 11:45, and then from noon until 1 in the Richardson Civic Center. Somewhere there, I think they'll let me stay right in that same room. I will be doing a book sale and signing on Wednesday, Callaway's Nursery. On Greenville Avenue, just south of Walnut Hill, near Presbyterian Hospital, 11:30 until 1:30 during the noon hour. We'll be doing a book sale and signing. And then Thursday evening at Covington Nursery, and that's President George Bush Highway at State Highway 66, Lakeview Parkway in Rowlett. We'll be at Covington's on Thursday evening, 5 until 7. Saturday afternoon, 2:30 until 4 at Whiskey Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. We're doing one a day for the next 16 days with 2 days exception. And Friday's one of those days because my wife has to attend all of the McKinney High School graduations, and then in lowercase high schools graduations, all three of them, at all day long on Friday. She's on school board. So anyway, all of this is available to you at neilsperry.com on the homepage. Let's go to Don in Lancaster. Don, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Neil, I have a good friend. Every time they encounter a problem, they call me. And I'm sitting here thinking, now I have a problem, and who can I call? But you're the go-to.
Well, that's cool. Thank you. And if I can't figure it out, I have some friends, too. We just go up the pecking order here. How can I help you?
Okay, Neil, I got about a 30-by-8-foot section on the side of my house, and it's just been a bare spot. I started some St. Augustine. It didn't take. So basically what I wanted to do was just go ahead and just drop some Bermuda seeds. And what's the preparation that I need to do to go ahead and get those Bermuda seeds to take off?
Okay, now is all of the St. Augustine out of that area, 100%?
Yes, it's out. And basically what I did, I tilled it under, and I kept it wet down and moist.
All right, so you have it rototilled now. It's bare ground now.
Indeed.
All right, and did you use and I know this sounds like I'm just a nitpicker, but it really is a reason. Did you use a front tine rototiller or one where the tines are behind the wheels?
I use a rear tine tiller.
Perfect. It does a much better job, doesn't
it? Right.
All right, rake it smooth so that you have a good grade away from the house, and so it's a good smooth bed. Then you plant your Bermuda seed at the rate of 2 to 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It's very tiny. You'll need to use a handheld, you know, one that you hang around your neck or hold in your hand, and you just do the grinder deal to get it to dispense the seed. And Don, the secret in planting that seed is to mix it with cornmeal, like you would use in the kitchen, cornmeal in equal amounts. That spreads it out. It's like Bermuda seed helper. It just spreads it out. And be really careful when you start that you don't let all the seed and cornmeal go out in the first four steps. Then you look down and the hopper's empty and you have the rest of your yard to do. So just be very careful. It's better to go over the lawn twice than to go over it half a time. If you get my drift. It's ideal if you can walk east-west one time and then come north-south the next time. And if you have flower beds or ground cover beds that are involved, it's probably a good idea to have somebody stand out there at the edge of the bed with a big piece of cardboard as a baffle so the seeds don't go where you don't want them.
Right. There's nothing really in that area. Basically.
All right.
So basically use a handheld, I call it a handheld cranker.
That's a good phrase. I like that. It's kind of like our grandson Joseph and his pulling back cars.
Right.
You know, they rev up and then they go, the pulling back cars.
So I would do that, and because I've kind of gotten burnt out, you know, trying to get that St. Augustine started, because I have a partial shade and sun, but I have a big Bradford pear pretty much center that area. And I don't know if the roots would have a bearing on the...
No, you can compensate by watering a little more often. The real secret now to get that grass up and growing, the soil is warm enough now, you're going to need to water lightly daily, because those little seeds, as small as they are, when they send out their first little roots, those roots are tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that seed, when you water the first time, will settle down into the... crevices of the little clods of clay, and that's where you want them. You want them not right on top, but just down a quarter of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
They'll germinate. You don't rake the lawn after you sow the seed. You just water it, and that'll wash them down where they need to be. And then water it daily for about 5 minutes or 6-7 minutes, whatever it takes. And it may still be moist when you water, but you just dare not let it dry out. After a couple of weeks, probably after 10 days, you'll see the grass coming up. After a couple of weeks, you can begin to cut back on the frequency of watering, so maybe every other day, and you go from 5 minutes to 7 minutes, and then every fourth day, and instead of 7 minutes, it's now 15 minutes. And after about a month, you can go to regular watering.
Okay, and I appreciate that information, Neil, and thank you very kindly.
Thank you, Don, so much. Have a great day. Okay, let me tell you right now about Dixon Brothers. I mentioned to you Mary Traveland is my announcer. She is an owner with her husband of Dixon Brothers, the water garden and pond supply specialists in Mesquite, Texas. They are so great. If you have need of anything that touches water, it might be a pump or motor, it might be a pool supply, swimming pool supplies, garden pool supplies, whatever it is, they have it all. Garden and koi ponds are focal points of the best landscapes. The water lilies and lotus are blooming now. New fish have arrived, so they invite you to come to Dixon Brothers to get the first choices. They also have pond tour books for the June 7 and 8 pond tour. That's at Dixon Brothers. Water features are so relaxing and enjoyable. Dixon Brothers works with water. They have amazing displays of fountains, water features, ponds, and water gardens for you to make your own. They have a 20,000 square foot showroom where they have everything you could possibly need for anything touching water. Ask the fine folks at Dixon Brothers how you can make a water feature at your home. Then sit back and enjoy that soothing sound of a waterfall, or relax and watch the lights sparkle off the water of a decorative urn after a hard day's work. Happiness lives at Dixon Brothers. That's a great phrase. The Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, or you can call them at 972-288-7537. That's 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers is open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. DICKSON. Oh, and by the way, my store appearance at Dixon Brothers will be on June 11 from 11:30 until 1:30. So come on out and see us then on June 11 at Dixon Brothers, 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. DICKSON.
Instant news and weather alerts at your fingertips. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
If you're an organic gardener, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. It's Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. It's a spinosad product, and it's the answer to all of your garden insect problems. It works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This ensures that your insect problems will be over and done with. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, many, many more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use and ready-to-spray containers with built-in applicators. Pick up some Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide, today. Available at Feeder Supply in all Dallas locations, Northeast Texas Co-op in Greenville, and ARC Country Store in Waxahachie, or visit bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E.com, to locate a retailer near you. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Once again, Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. It is 9:36 at the Breitling Energy News Desk, and it is a special day for a U.S. soldier. We'll have the story after we update traffic and weather. And we start with the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. And we're seeing no reported incidents on area freeways in either Dallas or Fort Worth. Everything moving at posted speeds right now. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, partly sunny and warmer today, a high of 91. Chance of an isolated shower, but that's going to be to the east of the Metroplex. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little breezy, 73 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny, quite warm with a high of 92 and up to 93 on Tuesday. It is 79 degrees now at DFW Airport. Well, U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has been freed in a prisoner swap. The Taliban held Bo for nearly 5 years. Correspondent Martha Raddatz has the latest.
Bergdahl was exchanged for five Taliban detainees from Guantanamo. The Special Operations Forces picked up Bergdahl Saturday near the Pakistan border in a secret handover after negotiations through intermediaries. Bergdahl was taken out by helicopter. On that noisy ride, Bergdahl scrawling on a paper plate, SF with a question mark, meaning, are you special forces? Bergdahl broke down in tears when he was told yes.
And Sergeant Bergdahl now in an American military hospital in Germany for evaluation. It is not clear how long he will remain there before returning to the States. Well, the deadline to protest your Dallas County property tax appraisal is tomorrow. There are two ways to argue your case. The first by requesting a hearing before the appraisal review board, and you can mail your request or register online. But again, you have to do so by tomorrow. Again, the high today, 91. It's 79 degrees. From the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. More of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening coming up on WBAP.
Indeed we are. Thank you very much, Jerry. Silver Tie Cuisine. Love this restaurant. We were there last Sunday evening. And we'll be back very shortly because we love what Ken and his team put together for us when we go in. Silver Tie, a family-owned business. And owner Ken began as an assistant busboy and worked his way all the way to the top. He bought the restaurant 2 or 3 years ago, and he is so proud of what they do for their customers. Every table has fresh roses daily. Their menu has a wide variety of Thai dishes. They're freshly cooked for each patron. I have an onion allergy and garlic and all of the onion family, and Ken was a waiter at our table for 5 years, and he would come beaming, you want your mango salmon? Oh, I do. And the sun-wrapped shrimp, and it was made to order, and it's still is. Every food item from meats to vegetables and fruit, fresh cooked and cooked when they're ordered. Sauces are homemade using the skill of the chef and cooked to your specifications. And folks, let me tell you, it's one of our daughter's favorite places to eat. We frequently go with her and with Joseph. Silver Tie also has a variety of gluten-free entrees. Silver Tie delivers takeout anywhere within a 5-mile radius. They also cater your next party. Don't be surprised if Ken himself is the one who knocks on your door to deliver. What a great restaurant. They're at 906 West McDermott Drive. They're right beside Jason's Deli. I mean, I hope they don't mind my using that reference point, but Jason's is the end store in that big shopping area, and Silver Tie's right beside them, right behind the Starbucks there. Silver Tie Cuisine, 972-747-7452, SilverTieAllen.com. Highly rated in the consumer ratings things that you see online. Silver Tie Cuisine, 904 West McDermott Drive in Allen, and that's just about a block west of Central Expressway. Silver Tie Cuisine in Allen.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your inbox. Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
I had a really neat experience yesterday. We were in a small nursery. Well, it was Blue Moon Gardens, east of the town of Edom. They have a Chandler address. And while we were doing a book sale and signing there, in came Jim Swayze and his wife. And we, you know, he is the voice of Half Price Books, has been for years. And to have a chance to visit with him, they were in that area and stopped in. What a great guy, and what a great store to get to be spokesperson for. I know that was terrible grammar. Half Price Books. This company founded more than 40 years ago. Let me tell you some of the things going on now. They are everyone's favorite bookstore for finding all kinds of treasures at great prices, including the newly released bestsellers. Because Half Price Books buys from the public every day, you can find something new every time you visit and something different at every one of the Half Price bookstores. Half Price Books says feed your brain this summer with the Kids Summer Reading Program. Kids ages 14 and younger set a summer reading goal and they earn bookworm bucks. Don't miss the biggest story time Sunday, June 8. Sunday, June 8 at 2 p.m. at all Half Price bookstores. Bring the kids to hear a good story and have some fun reading. That's Sunday, June 8 at 2. And, you will love these stores. They are some of our favorite places to visit with our grandkids. A summer full of reading, a Feed Your Brain reading program for the kids, and the biggest story time on June 8th, this coming Sunday, a week from today at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Visit your neighborhood Half Price bookstore today. There are, 18, I think, and there are 19 in the Metroplex now. There's one close to you, know right where they are. Best thing you can do is go to several. When you have a little spare time, you're out shopping, spend a little spare time at Half Price Books, HPB.com. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. All right, and the phone number to my magazine office, if you're interested in ordering the book, is 1-800-752-4769, 1-800-752-GROW. Don't call with plant questions. That is here at WBAP, 800-288-9227. JJ in Parker County, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
Well, listen, I've got about 23,000 square feet of St. Augustine and was sodded about 5 years ago. And for several years, it begins showing brown spots in the late summer. The ones that are showing now is probably due to the ice and cold weather we had.
Yeah.
But I can't describe it. And I've looked at all your pictures. And if you don't
I can help you based on when you described, because if it's truly brown and if it's in the summer, it's chinch bugs. That's the only thing that will turn St. Augustine, other than just flat out letting it get way, 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 way too dry. Chinch bugs will have the symptom as they begin. They will have the symptom of grass that is dry and you water it and it doesn't come back, and that's your clue that there are chinch bugs there. They will come back to the very same spots year after year. It will always be the hottest, driest parts of your yard. How much of that sounds familiar?
Not much of it, and I've had, even last year, the county agent came and
right.
looked. And
well,
they're saying it is not chinch bugs,
right.
It's not tar, it's not sad, it's not grubs, and it's not gray leaf spots. One guy says, well, it's just fungus, and another guy says, well, it's brown patch.
Brown patch will show up when it turns cool in the fall, and that's why I ask you about the summer. Brown patch is a disease of October, November. You're not going to see it in the summertime. You will not see brown patch in the summer. It's a cool season disease. Brown patch only attacks the blades. It will not kill the runners. So that's the way you can differentiate those. JJ, what I would recommend is when you begin to see this year in the summer, if it is in the summer indeed, just calling it a fungus is not an acceptable answer because you don't know what to do if you just have that. Half of the things you mentioned are funguses, and so what you would want to do at that point is send a sample of the affected grass that's ill, not dead, but ill, to the Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab at Texas A&M and let them culture it and tell you what you have. You would want to send runners, roots, and the grass itself. Just dig a 4-inch by 4-inch piece of it. You can kind of wash the soil off the roots so you don't have all that weight, and then ship it overnight down to them. That's the only way I can be sure. St. Augustine diagnostics are just ultimately impossible to answer on a phone call. People have to see them.
Would the core aeration?
There's absolutely no way that this is compacted soil causing this problem. If it were, you'd see it 12 months a year.
So the aeration would not help at all.
I've had St. Augustine all my life. I've never aerated it once.
What about zeolite and chelated iron?
That's not going to cause it to turn brown.
Would that help the problem?
Not if it's something else. Chelated iron will solve iron deficiency problems. That's going to be yellowed leaves with dark green veins. You're taking vitamin A or vitamin C when you need vitamin D. You know, it's just not addressing the right problem. We've got to diagnose what it is, and that's Lee didn't remember that I normally don't do diagnostics on St. Augustine on the air because there's no good way to get to an answer.
I knew you wouldn't be able to if you don't see it, but
I have St. Augustine. I've had it all my life, and I know that these problems are identifiable. I suspect that the answer that it's not one of these things in that long laundry list, I suspect part of that answer was incorrect. It's got to be one of those things. I still would go back to Cheech Books.
Is anyone locally that could come look at it that would know for sure?
Well, I don't know who would do house calls. A lawn care service would know what to do, but they're going to charge you the fee of signing up with them, and that's half an acre.
I've got two estimates right now from companies.
I can imagine for 23,000 square feet, that's going to be expensive.
But they're both going in different directions.
I can't get any closer, JJ. God bless you. You were wonderful to wait on me, and I just don't have an answer. This is what happens. Work with the Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab. Let's rule out diseases first when it shows up this year. You're welcome to post a photo on my Facebook page. That's going to be the best way to help.
I think I did that last year.
Okay. And what did I tell you?
We didn't get very far. I don't know. My pictures probably weren't good enough.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to help. That's why I Lee just, I forgot to tell Lee. He hadn't done my program for a while. I'll help you any way I can. Let's work it through Facebook again. Try to get me really good photos, and let's try that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Right. I'm so sorry. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, that's the dilemma with St. Augustine Diagnostics and Red Oak Diagnostics. Two questions I just really prefer not to get into because it just – now I'm going to have to move really fast with the other folks on the phone now. I have four other callers, and I do need to get my last one break in. I'm going to do a very short version of this ad for my magazine and my book. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You've heard me tell you this is a brand-new book, totally unlike anything I've done. This book is not in stores. It's available from my magazine office by calling before 11 today, 800-752-GROW. It is normally $32.95. It is $28.95 today, plus tax and postage. I'd love to get a copy in your hands. I will guarantee your satisfaction, or I'll refund every penny. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, with chapters on basics of Texas gardening, the calendar of 48 pages of when to do everything, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, and fruit and vegetables, chapters on each of those. We'll have it at our book sale in South Lake this afternoon, 2 to 4 at Callaway's, and all the other book sales and signings we have coming up over the next week, 2 weeks actually. You can also see those, and you can order online at neilsperry.com. You can buy my magazine for just $14 more when you buy it with the book. That's the short form. The number to call before 11 today, please, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Spring may be starting to heat up, but don't let your enthusiasm for gardening wind down. Visit Shades of Green in Frisco, where you'll find thousands of great ideas to keep your landscape looking fabulous all through the spring and summer. Their professional staff can help you get started in the right direction. They specialize in well-adapted perennials that can survive and thrive on once-a-week watering. Many are locally grown on their farm. Shades of Green carries unique garden accents, beautiful color bowls and hanging baskets, flowering shrubs and vines, colorful annuals and culinary herbs, Texas tough perennials, as well as over 40 varieties of trees. Give them a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. Their expertise is in drought tolerance. Neil Sperry will be holding another book signing event at Shades of Green next Sunday, June 8th from 2 to 4. If you missed his first appearance, he'll be presenting his new book again, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, for purchase and signing. If you've already purchased one, you can bring it for Neil to sign. Check him out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. Soil Building Systems is the leading manufacturer and wholesaler of high-quality bag and bulk organic compost, soil mixes, mulches, and specialty products since 1972. Soil Building Systems is now open 7 days a week for your convenience. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5, Saturdays 7 to 3, and on Sundays from 11 to 3. Soil Building Systems is your trusted local manufacturer for over 40 years. Their materials can be found in the most prestigious installations in and around the Metroplex. They can deliver material right to your door. Or if you prefer, materials are available bagged or in bulk. They're open every day for pickups and deliveries. Whether you're looking for some top-notch compost and soil mixes to tune up your tulips, or a nice mulch to make your beds pop, Soil Building Systems has it all. Call them at 972-831-8181. That's 972-831-8181. Or drop by their Dallas location at 1770 Y Street in Dallas. You can also order anytime from their comprehensive website, SoilBuilding.com.
This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and gardens stand up to the heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your gardens stay healthy and strong. First, there is preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled garden soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilizer. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients that they need to withstand the drought. And third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. Now, you'll find all of the Scotts products at your local Lowe's store this week at Lowe's. Purchase both Scotts Green Max and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. You'll save 20% off the regular price. That's a real deal. That's at Lowe's, Scotts Green Max, and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. Save 20% off the regular price. Scotts Miracle-Gro, names you need to remember. Back to the phone lines. I'm going to ask each of you, if you can, be really succinct. Don't give me information I don't really have to have. Let's start with Nick and Prosper. Nick, I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long. How can I help?
Hi, Neil. I have a yucca plant that's been in the ground for a couple of years now. That's what my wife calls it. It's got the long stems with the coral flowers on it, like you see in the medians around McKinney.
Yeah, that's red yucca.
Okay, I haven't done a thing with it, and I'm just wondering, we've got a pretty good pile of dead and decaying leaves under it, and I just want to know the best way to get it out of there.
Leaves that are from it or from other trees and things?
From it.
Okay.
No, from it.
All right. Some of them may still be attached. You may have to cut them off, but basically just remove all that dead stubble, and then once the flower stalk has completely finished blooming, you can tell that there are no more buds out at the ends of them. You can trim those back down into the crown of the plant. Otherwise, I have to confess, I have never had a question on how to trim red yucca before, or, you know, the issues of the stubble down below. If it's loose, you just reach in. They're not terribly prickly, or you can just send a leaf rake underneath, lay it flat to the ground almost, and rake it out. I don't think
Well, this is the part that it's still attached, but it's, you know, it's seen its better days.
Reach
it's,
in with lopping shears. Growth. Yeah, if you have some long-handled lopping shears, 2 feet long or so, reach in with those, and you can easily clip it off.
Okay. Hey, thanks for your help.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to
Amazing
Tracy.
Book, by the way.
Thank
Worth
you.
Every penny.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Tracy in North Richland Hills. Tracy, you have grass burrs, sticker burrs?
Yes, sir, I have. I've been All right. here for 25 years and never had them.
All right. Unfortunately, there is no way to get rid of them, but you can prevent them next time, and that's we don't have the product that used to eliminate them. It was taken away about 3 years ago. So there's no post-emergent control. You only have a pre-emergent opportunity, and that would be to apply either Halts or Dimension as pre-emergent weed killers. They would be applied in early March and then repeated in early June. Without the early March treatment, there's no need for the early June treatment, though.
Okay, I guess I'm too late.
You're 9 months too early. Let's be optimistic. Oh. I'm sorry. I wish I had something you could use to get rid of them, but as I say, that product MSMA has been off the market for 3 years now. So thank you for the call. Good luck with them. Let me go to Rodney in Garland. Rodney, this is Neil. Good morning. Have about half a minute.
Good morning. I'll be quick. My neighbor is replacing the wooden fence. We have winter creeper up the side of it.
Okay.
And where he's taking it loose, some of it's looking a little brown. We're trying to save it. How far back should I cut it? What should I do?
All right. And you're going to let it grow back up the new fence?
Yes.
All right. It's not going to adhere to the new fence anyway. I think I'd let it start from the ground up. Have second thoughts about whether you want it to go up that fence, because it will trap moisture behind it and probably lead to an earlier failure of the fence than it would have happened otherwise. But when you have to peel it off the fence, which is what's happened, you're going to have to, there's no way to reattach it. So I'd trim it back to probably 8 or 10 inches above the ground, leave that kind of stubble laying against the edge of the fence if you want it to go back up the fence.
Okay, and we will, because that part of the fence doesn't look any worse than the rest of it where it hadn't been.
All right. Well, okay. I would do that and then put an all-nitrogen fertilizer on it like you'd use on your lawn, and it will take right off.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call. Mary in Dallas, I have less than a minute. I'm going to tell you but not get you on the air. Dallas grass, before you put down St. Augustine, you must get rid of the Dallas grass, and using a glyphosate weed killer like the original Roundup is your only product that will get rid of it. Get rid of it completely. Tell the neighbors I'm going to look bad for a while. Get rid of it before you plant your new St. Augustine sod. It is impossible. It's so hard to get rid of in existing St. Augustine, so get rid of it first. Folks, I have enjoyed being with you very much. Again, this afternoon, I will be at Callaway's on South Lake Boulevard in South Lake, 2 until 4 with my brand new book. Callaway's Little Elm tomorrow afternoon, 4 until 6. Tuesday at the Richardson Civic Center from 10:30 to noon with a talk, and then noon to 1 with a book sale. Callaway's Greenville in Dallas, 11:30, 1:30 on Thursday. Covington's on Wednesday, Covington's on Thursday. Happy gardening.